With each humiliating loss on the battlefield, military experts worry Putin might lash out with chemical or tactical nuclear weapons. For more on what that would mean, here's CBS's David Martin.
Russia could launch short-range nuclear weapons against Ukraine from aircraft, from the sea, or from the ground. Here's what it looked like back in the 1950s when the U.S. Army fired a nuclear artillery shell into the desert.
So how powerful are they?
Very wide range, everything from down to 1 kiloton up to tens of kiloton.
The atomic bomb which leveled Hiroshima was 15 kilotons. Russia has between 1,000 and 2,000 short-range nuclear weapons at storage sites around the country, including one close to the Ukrainian border.
So they would first have to be brought out of the bunker and then flown to the unit where they attach it to the launcher.
What would the United States do once a nuclear weapon went off?
I think that our response would be to attempt to de-escalate.
Retired Major General Heidi Brown is a former director of operations for U.S. Strategic Command.
In the war games that you've played, when the other side uses a nuclear weapon and the U.S. tries to de-escalate, does it work?
It eventually works, but it's a game.